My name is Lorna Christie. I'm with the Produce Marketing Association. I'm here in Mexico today to talk about the need for Mexican producers to tell their story. It's a wonderful story of who grows the food that feed both the Mexican as well as the U.S. marketplace. And I'm going to talk about how you can tell your story. I'm going to speak on the new type of consumer entering into the marketplace, the role of social marketing, social media marketing, as well as the importance of crisis mitigation and management. Yes, prevent it. Prevent the crisis from happening in the first place is always a much better strategy than having to deal with a food safety crisis, for example, when you're right in the middle of it. Well, certainly. From a telling your story standpoint, the American consumer is telling us through our surveys that they want to hear more about the people who grow their food. And there's some very specific ways that I'll talk about how the Mexican producer can actually connect to the U.S. consumer to create a brand in the consumer's mind of a producer who cares about the quality of their food, who ensures that the food is safe. Well, I'm going to go a little broader than the label. What I'm going to talk about is what I call the Marketing 2.0 Toolkit. It's a new type of consumer that we're speaking with, trying to sell them to market our products. So we have to start using different tools. And one of the things that's in the Marketing 2.0 Toolkit is the label. It's one of the most underutilized marketing opportunities our industry has ever known. And one of the great things about some of the new technology is QR codes that you can actually apply on a label. I can scan it with my smartphone and actually learn more about the story of who grew the food. I can tell the consumer in America, and this is so important to U.S. consumers, that the people who grew the food are treated fairly. And Mexico has so many great stories about the schools and the homes and the medical care that the worker, the farm worker, is provided. I can also tell them about recipes and coupons through this little code that's on a label. I can connect the consumer to the Mexican story, but I can also help them understand how to use my product. You can do the same now with barcodes as well with an organization called GreenScan. Some of the other opportunities we have, of course, is social media. Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. I'll talk a bit more about that, of how those tools can be utilized as well to connect to the consumer in their own space and even hopefully give some suggestions on how you could actually engage the consumer to help create recipes, to even maybe name the next new hybrid that you're growing as well.